Introducing you to the Spiritual Seekers, the name of your passions, B'Shalach, for the Sabbath of the 28th of January. Definition of all our lives is what we're thinking about. The God that you worship is the God that wants you to worship him because, or him or her, because of the thoughts that they're giving you. If you are worshiping a God of prosperity, a God of money, a God, then that God wants to give you lots of money. If you're worshiping a God of love relationships, then God wants to give you loving relationships. If you're worshiping a God that is going to tell you off, you're naughty boy, you naughty girl, you're a horrible person, you deserve punishment in your life, then you're going to get punished. If you worship a God that is lets you dream and imagine your future and then create your own future from your imagination, then you're worshiping the God of imagination. It all depends on what your mind is thinking of. You know, when you're young and you imagine that God is a man in a white beard sitting on a throne in the heavens above, and then you start to change your perception. Some people still don't. They change their perception from that. Still people, they are born with that. They live with that. They're told with that, and they don't even think for themselves. They don't even think, well, maybe God isn't a man in a white beard. Maybe God isn't a woman in a goddess. Maybe there are multiple gods. After all, the Bible says you shouldn't worship other gods, implying that there are other gods to worship. So what is the definition of worship? Worship is mind and thoughts. When you worship your husband, your wife, it's because there's something about them that you love very much. There's something about them that you haven't got and they've got it, and therefore you worship them. You worship, when you say you worship your wife, is because, oh, she's beautiful, she's wonderful, she turns you on, she's done something for you, and therefore you worship her. You'll do anything for her because you love her so much, because she's got something that you haven't got. When a woman worships a man, then it's because he's got something that she hasn't got. We worship something that we haven't got, and we want to bring that something into our lives. Conversely, when we stop worshipping a particular god, it's because that god doesn't do anything for us. You stop worshipping your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you stop worshipping them because they don't do anything for you anymore. If they don't do anything for you, well, why should I worship them? When we're talking about the God of the Israelites that are now bringing people out of Egypt, Exodus is this week's Parsha, the Exodus of Egypt, the reason why the Jewish people, the Israelites, worship God, because God is doing something for them. God is making a miracle. If God didn't make a miracle, then they wouldn't worship God. You know, you follow somebody. They followed Moses out of Egypt. They followed Moses out of the trouble that they were in because Moses did something for them. So the definition now this week, with the full moon that we're just having the after effects of the full moon energy, is discern yourself. Discern. Be honest with yourself. Is your God, whatever religion you are, is your God doing something for you? And if not, fire him, stomp him, trash him, get rid of him. Because if you are an Indian, Lord Ganesha or Lord Shiva, and if that Lord, whatever, is doing something for you, then carry on worshipping. If that Lord is not doing anything, you go to the worship, you buy some incense, you light a candle, you light whatever you do, the worship, the mantras, and the God doesn't do anything for you, dump him. Dump the God. I'm telling you, that's right. Dump the God. Now, if you are a God of Judaism, if you're a God of Judaism and you're praying to your God and the God of Judaism isn't helping you, then dump him as well. If you're a Muslim and you're praying to the God of Islam, then dump him as well if he's not helping you. If you're praying to Jesus or Mother Mary and they're not helping you, then they're not giving you any energy. You're not receiving any energy, dump him. If you're praying to the God of Venus, the planet of love and money, love and relationships, and Venus isn't helping you, then dump Venus. If you're praying to the God of Saturn, destiny, I want my destiny, I want my destined relationships, I want my destined stability my life, and Saturn isn't doing anything, dump Saturn. You know, we are human beings living in the age of enlightenment. And the age of enlightenment means I don't have to accept. In fact, I'm telling you, Noam Elimelech, back in the 17th, 18th century, he was telling his followers, don't accept things of the way that they've been. Because the only way we get change happening in our lives is when we refuse to accept garbage. We refuse to accept things that don't do anything for us. And it is a revolutionary concept, to the point that there was another rabbi called the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Onagon said about the Noemani Melech, he said about the followers of the Noemani Melech, he says, you're not allowed to marry any of their descendants. You're not allowed to marry, even though Jewish and Jewish should marry each other, he said, they are so crazy. The Vilna Gaon was talking about the spiritual beliefs of the Noemani Melech. He said, they're so crazy that you're not allowed to marry them. It's better to marry a Christian, a non-Jewish person, than to marry somebody, a follower of the Noemani Melech. So that's how revolutionary he was. And he was talking honestly. They misunderstood him, of course, and now many years later, still people misunderstand his concept, but that's why I'm attracted to it, because he makes me, he forced me, entices me to think for ourselves, to think. No, I was in the paragraph of Lakutei Shoshana in the Noemani Melech, page 110, it says very clearly that if your wife or ex-wife, ex-husband, is praying to God, and you're praying to God, who does God listen to? I mean, there's a battle going on. So you can't pray to the same God. otherwise God will get confused. If you're praying to a God that they believe in and that God has damaged you, then there's conflict. If you're praying, for example, we've seen what's going on in Israel and Palestine. The Philistines, the Palestinians are praying to God, asking to murder the Israelis. And the Israelis are praying to God to murder the Palestinians. What type of, who's going to answer who? So we all have to define ourselves. My God looks after me. Who is your God? Who is the God that you believe in? And it's got to be a God that performs and does things for you. Now, we've all had crossroads of our lives. And again, that's the definition of spiritual energy, soulful energy. At the crossroads of our lives, we've all had to make major decisions. And at those crossroads of life, you were inspired to make a good decision, or maybe a bad decision. But you only know a good decision, a bad decision in hindsight. And therefore, it's this week's energy is to look back on those hindsight moments of the good moments, the ones that have been successful, the fact that success is still in your life today, and pray to that God. Pray to that God that helped me. Maybe God only helped you in 2012, 2013 to get out of a problem. Maybe God only did a miracle for you in 2016 or 2018. But pray to that God. That God was there. Your God, your presence of your God was in your life. And whether it be the planet that was, you call it a God, whether it be an entity that you call God, whether it be the creator of the universe you call God, it doesn't matter. What matters is God, your God, helped you out. And when your God helped you out, the answer or the emphasis is, thank you, God. Thank you. You helped me many years ago. Thank you very, very much. Now, can you do me a favor as well now? Thank you very much for the past. And can you do me a favor today? Thank you for sorting that thing out for me. Thank you for doing that for me. Thank you for creating a diversion in my life pathway that made my life much happier than it is today. More than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Whatever it was that crossroads of your life, get back to the crossroads. And when you get back to the crossroads, you can then move forwards with your life. And it is an irreversible moving forwards once you've got the magic back again. You know, many times in life, and I've heard this from many people, and me as well, somehow, you pray, you go to the synagogue and you pray, you go to church and you pray, you go on your hands and knees and pray. And sometimes you just feel God ain't listening to me. God is not listening to me. And it could very well be that you're praying to the wrong God. You're praying to a God that isn't listening to you. He doesn't give a shit about you. And therefore, you're searching for a God that does listen to me. And one of the reasons why in our generation, here, called the Age of Enlightenment, people are not going to synagogue or not going to church or not going to mosque anymore is because their God doesn't do anything for them. And now they're thinking for themselves. So they're searching. There's lots of Christians that actually become Jewish. They convert to become Jewish because they realize that Christian God isn't doing anything. The Jewish God is doing something. Now, conversely, lots of people realize that the Jewish God isn't doing anything. So now I'll go to the Christian God. Now I'll go to the Buddhist God. I'll go to a different God. Lord Shiva or Lord Ganesha. You go, be honest with yourself. The message this week is be honest with yourself. And therefore we come to now the major point of this week's energy of relationships. You can love somebody, but if that somebody doesn't love you back, then it's not a relationship, right? It's an illusion. It's a fantasy. You love some porn actress model that you see on the internet, but she doesn't love you back. He doesn't love you back. So it's no relationship. You can love an illusion. Yeah, you can love an art painting, a Picasso or a Rembrandt. You can love a painting, but the painting isn't yours. And it doesn't love you back. So therefore, what's the point? When you look at some of the possessions that we all have, and we all got junk, we've all got junk, we might love it, but it doesn't love us back. It's just baggage. It's heavy baggage. And the Israelites, as they come out of Egypt, one of the important lessons of Naaman and Melech this week is that they came out of Egypt and they left it all behind. They left the useless, meaningless furniture and things that were irrelevant behind because they only wanted to take things with them. They only had room to take things with them. It's like baggage on an airplane. You only have room to take with you the important things. And the emphasis this week now are the important things in life. Things that do it for you because they do it for you. Not things that don't do anything for you. Anybody that does nothing for you is dead to you. You know, when sometimes people go to cemeteries and they pray and they get their prayers answered. Well, that does something for you. That's why we go to cemeteries. That's why we go to kibbutz. That's why we light candles. When you do go and it does nothing, then dump it. Dump it. That's what we're saying. Dump it. It's not. It doesn't work for you. If you go to a synagogue every single week and it doesn't do anything, stop going. However, you find somewhere enlightening this week, you find something different this week, and it does something for you, you know that's important to you. You know, as a generalization now, when you go to a coffee shop, some coffee shops are boring. People aren't very welcoming. People are a bit grumpy. You go to some restaurants, so you go to some diners, and it's just grumpy. You don't want to go there ever again. It's disgusting. The food is disgusting if it's just not a nice, welcoming energy. You go to some places, and they just smile at you all the time. They know in Starbucks, they know what your drink is. They know. They see you coming. They smile. Oh, yeah, it is double espresso. All right, here's this one, your latte. They know you. And when people know you, it's a two-way energy. And the definition this week now is to stop wasting your time on one-way relationships where they don't do anything for you and focus your energy on two-way relationships. Business. Parshas Peshalach is also talking about financial business. When you're doing something and it doesn't pay, well, what are you doing it for? If you're dealing with customers, you go for a customer, you take them out for a dinner, you take them out for a restaurant meal, and in order to get their business, in order to entice them to do the business with you, and we've got to think about it. Well, you've wasted your money, you've invested your money on them, but it's basically, in hindsight, it's a waste because you spent money on them and they didn't sign the contract. Don't waste your life energy on anybody or anything that doesn't do anything for you. That's the message of the full moon. That's the message. Pastor B'Shalach.